Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities has toured The Way We Work to Utah communities in 2017, partnering with Utah Public Radio and exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. From Utah Public Radio, this is Kirsten Swanson.
And this is Mary Hears.
Saying we've loved producing these stories on Utah Works.
I'm a worker by nature. I love working. In my next life, I would come back as a bee, and I would be busily collecting nectar for the good of the hive.
I loved Ogden City Police Department. It was the most awesome job in the world. Something different happened every day.
That's just where I fell in love. I've been riding horses since I was tiny, and I love the combination of kids and animals.
And it's a good job. It's an excellent career. I mean, a truck driver is a truck driver through and through.
I was trained to be a dirtbag forester, to work in the woods and do all those kinds of things.
I decided to go into nursing. It's been a career that I've loved. I think I got to work in the really golden years of nursing. I'm of the belief that when Adam and Eve left the garden and were told that they would eat by the sweat of their brows, it was a gift to be able to work.
I fell in love with the landscape, and the other day I saw the light shifting and a thunderhead was building. And for an hour, lightning and thunder was dancing around the Wasatch Front.
Because Ogden is one of the more fascinating towns on the planet. What's not to love about history?
It was the best time of my life. Any young person who thinks, oh, I'll never get the job I want, understand how long it took me to get mine, that I was almost 50 and I'd spent a lifetime preparing for it.
My draw to teaching has been to teach kids to write. I absolutely love how much they want to express themselves.
My mother could not only teach them well, but she loved those kids and they loved her back.
Someone's looking for a title and they get it and you just see the spark of joy on their face. I've seen little kids get older and now they're in high school and they still love reading because they were part of the culture of finding things that they liked.
My favorite part about working at the garage is that you find that there is good in the world.
The highlight of every single semester for me was getting the orchestra on stage and conducting a concert and having them perform.
You get to turn around when you're done at the end of the day and be like, oh, I did that.
I'd have to say my favorite patients would be elderly women who are very spunky. I love what I do, and that makes the long days both worth it and makes them go fast.
I would like to see this state, this valley, this country do something to save the farmland.
Both my parents grew up on farms, and my mom still be like, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to do that? I'm like, yeah, I do. You don't want a farm. Yeah, I do. You'll never be rich. I said, that's okay. I'll be happy. I'll die a happy man.
I used to work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, you look back and you think maybe there's an easier way. But I love farming. Farming has been good to us.
As we look back, we savor the one thought that kept recurring in these stories.
And that was love.
Good.